The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought them out, all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus said to them again, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd." This is the word of the Lord. We join in confessing our faith. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the lesson you just heard, you hear about sheep and a shepherd. That was a very familiar image in the Bible. King David was a shepherd as a young man, and he used the idea of a shepherd in his well-known psalm that we said earlier, "The Lord is my shepherd." The hillsides all around Judea were dotted with sheep and shepherds. And then Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." There's actually no evidence anywhere that Jesus did any kind of shepherding of sheep. He was the son of a carpenter. Most likely, if he worked any trade, he worked and learned from his earthly father, a carpenter. And most of those around him were fishermen. But he uses this familiar image of sheep and shepherd to tell an important story. Sheep, they're very susceptible to danger. They're not real smart. Well, on the other hand, they're very smart. But they're not very smart when it comes to staying away from danger. They like to be in a flock, and whenever there was danger, they would want to get to the center of the flock and they'd push others to the outside, let them be the ones attacked by the wolves. And when they were eating grass, they put their head down and they kept eating and eating and eating and eating until when their stomachs were full, they looked up and they were lost. Not too smart. They required a shepherd to care for them. The shepherd worked hard to protect the sheep from danger and to lead them to where they could have green pasture. Now here's where the sheep are really smart. They knew their shepherd's voice. If a stranger talked to them, they were afraid. But if the shepherd talked to them, they followed him. In fact, the shepherd would lead the flock to green pastures and still waters, as Psalm 23 describes. He simply spoke to them, and they followed him. Or often, he would sing a little song to them, and many of the psalms that we have are actually songs that shepherds like David sang as they led their sheep from one place to another. It's this kind of relationship between sheep and shepherd that Jesus uses to describe the relationship between him and his people. The shepherd who leads the sheep, providing for all their needs, protecting them from danger. And here Jesus, the good shepherd, conspicuously good, always concerned for the well-being of his sheep. So who are his sheep? He says, I know my own. Indeed he does, because he can look into the hearts and the minds of all people, and he knows his own. He knows those who see themselves as sinners, who have disobeyed God, but who have repented, have told God that they are sorry for their sin. They confess that sin to God and acknowledge that they are unable to save themselves from the punishment that they deserve. My own know me, Jesus says. He knows those who have put their faith and trust in him, trusting God's mercy to save them, not their own failing merits to do so. And Jesus, the good shepherd, says, I lay down my life for the sheep. That's exactly what he did. He died on the cross to pay for the sins of all people, including your sins and mine. He paid the price for his sheep. Forgiveness and everlasting life are ours now by faith in Jesus for what he has done with his death and his resurrection. The people who follow him are his sheep. We are his flock. But he says, I have other sheep that are not of this fold. Some have not heard the shepherd's voice. They don't know the condition that they're in without Jesus. They seem to be doing okay, but they really are in danger, especially eternal danger. And others have wandered away from the flock. They knew the shepherd. They followed him for a time, but now they have wandered away from the flock, and that puts them in danger also. They've been eating some good grass. Things have been going well in their lives, so well that they have forgotten the giver of all good gifts, and they have wandered away. They're in danger, and they don't realize it. Both those groups, those who have never heard the shepherd's voice and those who have wandered away from the flock, need to hear the voice of the shepherd calling them back into the sheepfold. Away from the dangers of this world and certainly the eternal danger of death, eternal death in hell. But how are they going to hear the good shepherd's voice? You and I, we are the shepherd's voice. It's our task to call the lost, to speak the shepherd's message to them, to be his voice, to call those who have not heard the message of God's love and forgiveness in Jesus the Good Shepherd, or those who have strayed away from the shepherd. And they will listen to the shepherd's voice. As we speak on behalf of the shepherd, we don't have to worry about what the result will be. The good shepherd Jesus will take care of the results. But you and I are called to speak on his behalf. And he doesn't expect us to do it alone. He provides the power and the resources that are necessary for us to do that. And the opportunities. The opportunities are all around us on the hillside. Many in our own community do not have a church home. Many in our congregation have strayed away from the flock. We can invite them. We can speak to them. And God will bless our efforts. Even as the first disciples, through the power of the Holy Spirit God gave to them, were able to speak boldly and to perform many signs and wonders, So also we can speak boldly with the power that God gives to us through his Holy Spirit. We bring the good news of the Good Shepherd. And after all, that's the reason why we're here. It's why we're here as a congregation, to do together what we might not be able to do individually. But it's also why we're here individually. God has called us to speak the Good Shepherd's voice. And when our time is done, he will certainly call us to be with the Good Shepherd in heaven. So the fact that we're still here is evidence that we still have work to do. And it's urgent work. We must act now. There are opportunities all around us to share and to tell of God's love in Jesus. And God has given us, his people, the resources that we need to do that, to call people into God's Good Shepherd's flock. Amen. And may the peace of God, which goes beyond all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.